It's a Will It Flow Thursday, and we love this.
Yeah.
Come on.
I like big buckets.
That girl knows.
It is National Moldy Cheese Day. Mm. And this is not like the back of your refrigerator moldy cheese, or like as we were talking about earlier. I mean, all our parents take the block of cheese out, and it's like, oh, there's mold. Mm-hmm. Like, oh,
it's fine.
Just cut it off. It'll be all right. It's
gonna
be fine.
God made it. It can't hurt you.
It's free penicillin. Which is true, in a way.
Tylenol!
That's not at all affiliated with this, sir. Uh-uh. Different kind of thing. But yeah, we have blue cheese going in. And it's not the crumble kind, which I do think definitely is important in this, to delineate the difference between the two. It is a big old, what does it say, center cut?
Mm, oh, boy.
Oh,
yeah,
is it?
It's a...
And it's pungent.
It is the center cut.
Mm, stings the
blue
nostrils.
Cheese, that's center cut.
Yeah.
5 ounces.
Okay.
It's going in. Four ingredients.
Mm.
I mean.
Blue and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
There's two of them. Penicillin's the third.
No.
And
Tylenol.
Not. Thyme is the third. But thyme spelled T-H-Y-M-E.
No, there's no thyme in this. There's no herbs. There's really nothing fresh.
I don't
by
think
any stretch
herb
of
has
the imagination.
Anything to do with this. It's blue cheese, and it goes into the tank. All right. And it's, I would say it's about 60-40 now, thinking now it'll sink. But a lot of her early opinions on this as we've led up to it. I'm going to venture out and say, now, cheese that we've had in the past has almost exclusively sank.
Oh, really?
But it's got a high fat content, and
yeah.
We know fat float.
It's more, yeah, it's made with whole milk.
And the mold factor right there.
Tylenol.
It has nothing to do with that, sir.
That's not even a...
Appreciate that.
Even
although
in the
this
ballpark.
Probably is going to get us on RFK's radar, but nonetheless, we're 100% organic and moldy
Bobby?
This morning here on Will It Float. So what do you think it's going to do?
I'm going to go float.
Okay.
I'm just going to go float.
All right.
I'm going in.
There's our opinions. Let's go to our Hank fans who are on the line to contest against each other. She is Hank fan number 9, and out of Cowtown, it is Paige. Paige in Fort Worth, welcome to Will It Float this morning. Very
good
nice.
Good morning, sunshine.
And going up out of the wells, Hank fan number 10, welcome Zach. Zach with us. Zach and Paige this morning, welcome to Will It Float, kids. Fans of, that is in and of itself as a cheese divides people. Blue cheese, are you a fan, Paige, Zach? Do you like it? Do you hate it?
Yeah.
You steer away from it.
Oh, put it on a steak. You got something there.
Yeah, steak.
Yeah, it's definitely not my favorite.
Not her favorite. Okay. But the extra penicillin, I'm hoping that the, and I looked it up, it is actually called penicillium. It is the mold that grows in blue cheese.
Yeah.
That might help the condition of the tank in there. We're putting some antibiotics in there.
I mean,
Tylenol.
I'm tempted to
not
say
Tylenol,
that
sir.
Nothing could hurt, but
okay.
I don't know that I believe you.
Well, we're...
I think that
we're certainly safety first, but yeah, it could happen. All right, so let's go to it. Brass tacks time. Paige, you got first dibs. Hank fan number 9. What will the blue cheese chunk do? Will it float? Will it sink?
I think it's going to sink.
There we go. Right. A sinker. So, Zach, you hope it does what?
I hope it floats.
All right.
Let us find out together as we stream live on our Hank Facebook page for all the world to see. Unfortunately, can't smell. But I'm guessing people down the street here in Sundance Square could probably get a whiff of it. Okay, here it is at the tank. Once it hits the water, of course, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do. Are we ready at the tank?
Yes, sir.
All right, coming out in 3, 2, 1, and the blue cheese chunk goes in, and it goes down to the bottom, but then it comes back up. It is not touching the bottom. It is floating just barely at the top. We have a floating chunk of blue cheese and a surprise. Ladies and gentlemen, that is why you play the game. The moldy cheese on National Moldy Cheese Day.
Oh boy.
Broke the mold, didn't it?
Phenomenal.
Defied the odds.
Ah.
Heather Lee got it right. And Zach from the Catbird Seats winning his way to Eric Church.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Blue cheese is floating. Look at that chunko cheese over there. How buoyant and whatnot. Paige, thank you ever so much for playing. We have some leftover blue cheese for you since you're such a fan of it. Oh, she didn't like it. Okay, all right.
She may have thank you so much. Herself with that. Okay,
but Zach, you're going to our church, brother man. Woo! Well done.
Attaboy.
All right. And that, as they say, is why you play the game. On National Moldy Cheese Day, the blue cheese is buoyant.
Will it blow?
How about that? How about that?
When will that tank be cleaned, Doris?